This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A panel of outside advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has recommended emergency use of Moderna's coronavirus vaccine. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
A second COVID-19 vaccine has been endorsed by a government advisory panel. After 7 hours of debate over technical details, the Food and Drug Administration advisory panel has voted 20-0 with one abstention to greenlight the vaccine from Moderna and the National Institutes of Health. Panel member Dr. Paul Offit.
We can feel pretty comfortable that this vaccine is going to have a benefit that lasts for more than the 3 months or so that we've studied it.
The FDA is expected to grant emergency use authorization for the Moderna vaccine quickly. Vaccinations with the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine began earlier this week in the U.S. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden has tested negative for the coronavirus after one of his closest advisors tested positive for COVID-19. The Biden transition team says Representative Cedric Richmond of Louisiana tested positive 2 days after attending a Democratic campaign rally in Atlanta, Georgia, headlined by Biden. The rally was for Georgia Senate candidates John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock. In a statement, Biden transition spokesperson Kate Bedingfield says Richmond was not in close contact with the president-elect. Richmond is set to resign from Congress to join the Biden administration as a senior advisor. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose again last week to 885,000, the highest weekly total since September, as a resurgence of coronavirus cases threatens the economy's recovery from its springtime collapse. Before the coronavirus erupted in March, weekly jobless claims had typically numbered about 225,000. This is VOA News. 344 boys were released Thursday after being abducted last week by Boko Haram from their school in northern Nigeria. Timothy Ubiezu reports from Abuja.
Secretary to the Katsina State Governor Mustapha Inua broke the news of the release of the boys Thursday, accompanied by nationwide jubilations. The boys, who were found in the neighboring state of Zamfara, will be transported home to Katsina on Friday, authorities say. Earlier Thursday, Boko Haram released a video of the students saying they did not want to be rescued. Following last Friday's kidnapping, states in northern Nigeria, including Kaduna, Kano, Jigawa, and Zamfara, shut down their schools over fears of another attack. Last Friday's attack on the school in Katsina is the worst in 6 years. Boko Haram has been waging a war against Western education in northeastern Nigeria since 2009, but has recently expanded its operations to other regions of the country. Timothy Ubiezu for VOA News, Abuja.
Wearing a white medical mask, French President Emmanuel Macron went ahead with a planned speech by video conference Thursday, hours after testing positive for COVID-19 following a week in which he met with numerous European leaders. We get more from Reuters' Maha Abdeldraoui.
In a statement made on Thursday, the president's office said the diagnosis was, quote, made following a PCR test performed at the onset of the first symptoms. The 42-year-old will self-isolate for the next 7 days, but, his LSA office added, he will continue to work and carry out duties remotely. In addition, in the last 2 weeks, Macron has met with numerous world leaders, including the prime ministers of Portugal and Spain, Egypt's president, and attended a summit that included the heads of state of Germany, Italy, Belgium, and the EU chief, among others. Prime Minister John Castex will also self-isolate after coming into contact with Macron over the last few days.
That's Reuters' Maha Abdeldraoui. U.S. authorities are expressing increased alarm over a hack of government computer systems worldwide. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Officials suspect Russia was behind the sophisticated hack of government agencies, including the Treasury and Commerce Departments. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency says the intrusion poses a, quote, grave risk to federal, state, local, tribal, and territorial governments, plus critical infrastructure entities and the private sector. The agency warns it'll be hard to remove the malware inserted through network software. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.